Thank you, Dave. It's a great pleasure to be here and present this part of our research that we have been done in Brazil. It's first of all, I would like to thank my group. It's some undergraduate students, some graduate students that helped me on this work. So, well, I will be the first and also the last one. So, I don't know if I'm so happy with that or not, but we try to give you the best idea on that, okay? So, let's say. Okay. Well, this species is a short-lived perennial herbaceous species. It's a legume species that originally is come from part of Africa or Asia, where this species have been used, widely used, in some case for animal or in other case for a human being. Okay, so it's have been a very important species in these areas. So it can be used as for green manure, okay, as forage, especially to feed animals as a protein bank. And it's once it's a herbaceous species, it have a high nitrogen biological fixation. It can use in a degraded soil regeneration. And in some areas, the grain can be used in a human diet, especially in some Asia countries and also in Central America countries. Okay, in Brazil, I should say that it's most used as a green manure or for food for cattle. Well, we have a wide range in terms of these varieties. You can have some variety like some that you have seeds like this one here with light color with some spot here, brown spot, and also some varieties totally brown and can be used for animals and or for human beings. The crop establishment, we once the demand of quantity and quality is increasing, so we need a seed with high physiological potential. So it's to allow an adequate and uniform stand and also to get an increased production. So to do that, we need a nice seed quality assessment that should be efficient, complete, and can be quick and precise among seed lots. It means that we have to get enough seed with high quality and in enough quantity, and also with high good procedure to evaluate the seeds. One way officially, all the seeds have been evaluated by germination tests. As you know, germination tests, the results can relate to field performance when you have an adequate field environment. In our case, if you have some certain level of stressful, we can have some problem just with the germination test. So, in this case, germination test, we have a longer period to obtain the results, and it has been done under controlled environment, as temperature and moisture, substrate moisture. And if you have an adequate environment in field, so the results will be relate to the field performance. Once we do not have always this adequate environment in field, we look for some procedure, as we call vigor tests, to try to have an idea which will be the future performance of this seed. So as a vigor test, we expect that it should be quickness, objective, and that you can reproduce these results within seed laboratory and also between seed laboratories. And in this case, the relationship between field and laboratory results will be much better when you have a good procedure in terms of seed vigor. Among these vigor tests, We have some that we call acceleration tests, is well known, used for different species, where the seed lots, we impose some high temperature and in also in a high air relative humidity. And the most sensitive and efficient this test can be, also you will have a different response from the seed lots. So the objective of this research was to study the saturated salt acceleration test as PGMP seeds as a vigor test. The traditional acceleration usually it causes much more stressful to the seed than this saturate salt acceleration test. It's due to the fact that when you use this saturated salt environment, we decrease the air relative humidity, and so the, you decrease the level of deterioration that you cause to the seed. So, as a material and methods, you have been used 8 seed lots from this cultivar you call Mandarin, and we got the seed moisture content using 2 replications of 25 seeds by the oven method. The traditional germination test will be used as 25 degrees using a Holland paper towel. And we get the first count at 4 days and the final count at 10 days. You see, compared to other species, especially grain species, is longer period for germination test. That's an example of the procedure for a rep of 50 seeds. The seedling field emergence, we use 4 replication of 50 treated seeds, 2.5 meter long beds, row 0.5 meter apart, assessment at 14 days after sowing, and we get the percentage of emerging seedlings. The saturated and salt acceleration, we use around 250 seed per sample in the box, in a way that you get just a unique layer of seeds. The temperature and time of exposure will be 22 and 25 degrees Celsius, 24, 48, and 72, and 96 hours of exposure. And the seedling, once we did have a very nice point to evaluate the seedling after this test, we did this using 4, 6, 8, and 10 days after sowing. No? Then we did a statistical analysis in a completely randomized design. The results from each test were separately analyzed by means of analysis of variance and test as a 2K test. The means were tested by 2K test. So in terms of results, that's the preliminary evaluation of the 8 seed lots. We have this 8 seed lot. We have seed moisture content. It's not big difference, vary from 9.1 to 11.7. The germination test, it varies, give us the seed lot 2 as the best in terms of germination. Also, and 4 and 7 have the worst seed lots, okay? And the seed lot 2 also have the better performance in terms of field, the seedling field emergence, and the number 6 with the one intermediate performance in field. And number 3 with the lowest seed performance. Using the vigor test, saturated salt acceleration with 42 degrees Celsius, 24 hours and 48 hours of exposure, we get during 24 and 48 hours, the counting at the first day, it was one of the best. So with 24 hours, all this counting showed that you can rank seed lots using the count after the acceleration with 6, 8, and 10 days. and show the number two as the best one, and three and four is the lowest vigor. And with 48 hours, also we get the count at the sixth day as the better procedures, and also seed lot two as the superior lot, and the three and four the lowest seed performance. So when you move from 42 degrees to 72 and 96 hours, we also get the best ranking at the sixth day. Moving to 45 degrees Celsius, 24 and 48 hours, we also got the best ranking seed lots within the sixth day of counting. And with 45 and 72 in 96 hours, also we got for 72 hours in the sixth day. So, in terms of resume the results, the temperature and periods of evaluate allowed the classification of seed lots in different vigor levels. The combination 48 hours, 42 degrees Celsius, 72, 42, 24, 45, and 28, 45 were equally efficient. And the sixth day after the beginning of the germination test was the best for seed evaluation. So as a conclusion, considering the quickness and lower CV value, more uniform and reliable results, we suggest the combination of 48 hours, 42 degrees Celsius, and 42 hours, 45 degrees Celsius, with the seed evaluation at the sixth day as a procedures to assess PGMP seed vigor. So even though we get more combination, we consider some of the objectives of this vigor test. It's quickness with one very important thing, and reliable results, so you came with these two combinations as a conclusion of the results. So we thank all these students and our colleague from Embrapa that work with us in this space. Well, I thank you, and I'll be glad to try to answer some questions if you have. Okay.
If you could go back to your last data slide.
Okay.
That one. So lot three, it's a lot of zeros. What was happening there? I didn't see that in the earlier data slides.
Well, we can have here some dormance problem, okay? So in some case, this species presents some dormance. Depending on how long you take from the harvest to the of using this seed, if you store it, you can just lose this dormance. If you store it for 2 or 3 months, it will be enough to lose this. But if you harvest and use immediately, you can have some dormance. In some case, but in case of lot 3, it's the worst seed lot. So all the data that you have before, number 3 is the lowest performance. So in this case, my guess is the poor seed lot.
So if you go one slide earlier, I think you had the same temperature treatment, but shorter.
Let's see. This one?
At 24 and 48. So I'm wondering if
you mean number 3?
Right, it's a little, I mean, the data line for lot 3 is the one that changes the most, and I'm wondering if you really, you know, given the variation in lots, you know, dormancy is the issue, but it's really the...
Well, but in this, here also we can use the idea that once this is the one of the poorer seed lots, the germination is low. So when you count in the fourth day, maybe you don't have this seedling yet in the right size to count.
First
so,
low to start.
Yeah, first low to start. Yeah. Okay? Okay.
Thanks for your presentation. I was wondering why you didn't start with the seed loss with equal germination, then here, if you go back to your germination, there is a differences in germination anyway. And as we know, the bigger test used to differentiate seed lots equal in germination. So if germination can tell us number two better than three, then why should we go to the accelerated?
Yeah, well, I understand your concern. One problem, once we don't have, sometimes when you ask for a company to get some seed lots, they don't have enough to you to choose in the way that you like you said, the similar germination to run this test. But once we try to see the better vigor test procedure, and if you look all the data, the procedure that we conclude in the final, they can class, rank in the seed lots in the same way. So I understand you. I would like to have this too. But I guess in this case, this preliminary study, it can give us an idea to go further and get a better new seed lots. And you continue this study. Now you harvest different seed lots to see if you have a narrow variation among germination.
Because we have like, this is the human, we have the same problem in Jordan, where you have seed coat dormancy, then if you go to evaluate vigor, you will get confounding between you are evaluating vigor or there is seed.
Breaking dormance, yeah.
Then some seeds, if they are dormant, they will not you will not be able to evaluate vigor. So we try to scarify the seeds and to see if all the seeds we break the dormancy, then we expose them to accelerated aging test.
If you store this seed, can you break this dormancy in your varieties?
I did scarify the seeds before, and then do scarified seed versus non-scarified seed, and look at the differences in seed vigor. Then we compare seed non-dormant with hard seed dormant.
Okay.
So this is will allow us to overcome the problem of seed dormant.
Okay.
You got my point.
Okay. Well. Yeah, I would say that I agree with your concern, but unfortunately we didn't got all these lots similar germination, and you need to go further with the lot that we got. So, but I guess this is the initial point to go further, because this procedure can work. So my guess is, even though if you have similar germination, it will be working.
Like number seven. The low germination was due to seed coat dormancy, or
could be, yeah.
Abnormality.
Yeah. We have this confusion that we need to discuss a little bit better this in the future. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Mostly in Brazil, we use in. When you talk about forage as a protein bank, you raise the space and use to give the opportunity. Once the grass is with low protein, you have this space in the other side as a high protein level. It's one possibility. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm sorry about that.
Probably
1968.
Okay.
And then, in this situation, you should compare lot 2 and lot 5.
Yeah, the same thing.
There are differences between those lots.
Yeah.
And then, I know your problem because I'm also a Brazilian.
Yeah.
And the pigeon is not a wide commercialized seed. You have only small amounts and it's hard to find. And then, I think the method for you was more important than the species.
Yeah.
So we need to check how can you defer seed lots using the SSVA instead of the traditional. Because I think at the end of your AA test, SSVA test, you had more or less 12 or 13% moisture content.
Yeah.
Instead of 27 or 28, is much more. Is not so stressful as the. I like very much this system because it's easier to interpret it because there are no influence of nothing, almost no influence of pathogens. The seedlings are healthy, and the final moisture content is much more closer than what you find in storage. Is much closer than you'll find in storage, 12 or 13% instead of 27 or 28 at the end of a tradition. And then you show those lots, I think 2 and 5.
5. They are
similar germination.
But they have difference in vigor.
Was it efficient to rank those?
Yeah.
This is why I addressed the points, because I know the difficulty to work with this. I faced and I asked him try to find out how you deal with these problems. Because in evaluating vigor, the dormancy is a big deal.
Yeah.
So how we can overcome this in the future,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, the solution is very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. It's a nice way.
For those of you who came in a little bit late, the second speaker is not here. So what I would suggest we do is adjourn for about 13 minutes or so, and then what we want to do is come in and have our business meeting and think a little bit more about the role C4 might play in the annual meetings next year, and we'll go from there. So we're looking for symposium topics, that sort of thing.
Okay, thank you.